With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The last of the three major Nova Scotian parties have announced their candidate for the riding of Queen's. The NDP have chosen Mary Darr to carry their banner into the next provincial election. Darr has been involved with the NDP for over 20 years and feels the priority the party places on social issues will resonate with voters.
I'm hoping what I'm saying is going to touch people's, hearts and they're going to vote for me.
Born in Queens, Darr's family moved to Alberta when she was a child. After retiring from a career as a medical lab technician, she moved back to the region 6 years ago and currently works at White Point Beach and Resort. Darr was inspired to put her name forward after learning of the desperate child poverty rates in Nova Scotia and in particular, Queens.
I know when they announced child poverty in Nova Scotia, it seemed to me that nobody blinked. There was no, we have to do better. I didn't hear that at all.
This isn't the first time Darr has stood for the NDP provincially. She twice ran in Alberta and narrowly missed winning a seat when Rachel Notley led the party to power in 2015. Darr says with a platform that includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, free tuition, increased social assistance rates, and a commitment to find solutions for affordable housing, the Nova Scotia NDP under leader Gary Burrell are working to make the lives of everyday Nova Scotians better.
It's an honest and fair government that is looking out for the people of Nova Scotia, not just caring about the people who don't really need to be cared about because they have all the money that they need. So we need to care about everybody in Nova Scotia and not leave anybody behind.
Darr joins Liberal candidate Susan McLeod and PC candidate and current MLA for Queen's Shelburne, Kim Masland, in trying to win the re-established riding of Queen's. It's up to Premier Ian Rankin to decide when the writ will drop. Rankin has until May to make the call, but given the large and frequent number of funding announcements coming out of government the past few weeks, speculation is high the election could be called soon. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.